I'm a god. I'm not the god. I don't think.
Hey, this is Dan Sheridan with paulsevangel.com. I have a question for you. Do you believe in God? What God do you believe in? You know, I hear people say all the time that they believe in God, but do you have any specifics? Is it a generic God?
Ray, this is a very non-specific voice you have out there, and he's starting to piss me off.
You know, people treat God today like they do toilet paper. They prefer the generic brand. And I think it's about time that you narrowed down your belief. It's about time you gave it some definition. So let me tell you about the God of Scripture. He is described in a letter that Paul wrote called Romans. There are three descriptions of this God in Romans 4, and there's nothing generic at all. First of all, Paul says, "Yet to him who is not working, yet is believing on him who is justifying the irreverent, his faith is reckoned for righteousness." So first of all, we learn that God is the God who justifies the irreverent. The gods of religion, including the Christian religion, teach that God only likes good people, or people who do what they're told.
Just when I think you've said the stupidest thing ever, you keep talking.
But the God of Scripture is totally different. He is justifying the irreverent who are not working. And by the way, this is what distinguishes the Scriptures from every other religion. God justifies the irreverent who do nothing. He does more than forgive them. He justifies them. This is way more than forgiveness. Not only that, he justifies the irreverent. That is, he justifies those who do not love him or care for him. God does not look for any good in those he likes. They work for nothing. They do nothing. He loves them unconditionally. Secondly, Paul says this, "A father of many nations have I appointed you, facing which he believes it of the God who is vivifying the dead and calling what is not as if it were." In this context, a man named Abraham was given the ability by God to have a baby when he was too old to have one. But it also includes the fact that God raises dead people. Now, religion teaches that men go somewhere when they die. All religions have an afterlife. They do this because they have no hope. They have a powerless God.
The who? The her.
But the God of Scripture is the God of resurrection. The Scriptures say, "As in Adam all are dying, even so in Christ shall all be vivified." The God of Scripture is the only God who has the solution to man's greatest problem, death.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Thirdly, Paul says, "Now it is not written because of him only that it is reckoned to him, but because of us also, to whom it is about to be reckoned, who are believing on him who rouses Jesus our Lord from among the dead, who was given up because of our offenses and was roused because of our justifying." We believe in the God who rouses Jesus our Lord from the dead. We identify the true God as the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. We believe in God and His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. The Lord Jesus was given up because of our offenses and was roused because of our justification. God had a plan to save us, and His Son carried it out. God was not reluctant to save us. It was His plan to save us, and His Son carried out His plan. So have you narrowed down your belief yet? The God of Scripture is not a generic God, and we do not have a generic faith. As a matter of fact, a generic faith is no faith at all. We believe in one God. He justifies sinners who do not work for it. They earn nothing. He justifies people who do not revere Him. They are justified without works. And this God is the God of resurrection. He will one day raise and vivify all. He alone has conquered death. No other religion has a solution to death. And finally, this is all possible because of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. God raised up the Lord Jesus from among the dead. So trade in that generic brand God for the name brand God, the God of Scripture, the God who justifies sinners, the God who vivifies dead people, and the one who raised up the Lord Jesus from the dead. This is Dan Sheridan with paulsevangel.com.
Of all the Charlie Browns in the world, you're the Charlie Browniest.